Hey, you guys, Lauren here. It has been a minute since we've recorded a new episode, so I wanted to leave a little surprise for everyone going back re-listening, or maybe you're listening for the first time. If you are interested in our graphic design contract template, you can use the code LOYALLISTENER for 50% off, making it $37.50. This is an awesome, thorough contract I made in collaboration with my lawyer, Kirsty Locke Miller. If you are insecure about your current contract, or maybe you don't have a contract, I would definitely recommend this one. You can find the link at our show notes and use the code LOYALLISTENER. Thanks for your support. Hello, and welcome to Design Beat, where we share the stories of creative women who dance to the beat of their own drum. We hope you come away uplifted, inspired, and encouraged to go for it. Today, I will be talking with my friend, Shaylee. Hi, Shaylee.
Hey, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to talk to you. So, Shaylee messaged me on Instagram. She's getting into graphic design, and she had some questions, and we were going to hop on a Zoom call, but as I was sending her the invite, I thought, why not record a podcast episode? Because I feel like a lot of people have the same questions. So Shaylee was kind enough to agree to come on the pod. So basically, this is just going to be a mentorship friend chat. You're just going to listen in on our conversation.
Let's do it.
So the first question you asked was about mentorships versus courses, right?
Yeah. Like, what is a mentorship and how does it compare to just taking online classes?
Yeah. So mentorships can look very different based on the mentor, but basically it's just anyone in the field that you want to pursue, sharing their knowledge and taking you under their wing, helping you out. So when I was in college, to graduate, we had to have a mentor. So how I found a mentor was through Facebook, actually. I don't even remember what group it was. Some sort of like designer Facebook group, which I would recommend joining. Creative Lady Collective is a really good Facebook group. And then I think I just searched, the way I joined was I just searched like graphic designers, web designers, because I was studying web design at the time. Uh-huh. And she posted that she was creating a course for people fresh out of college who wanted to start freelancing. It was called Prelance. And she needed some feedback on somebody in that situation, and I was getting close to graduating. So I was volunteered. I was like, hey, I'd love to give you some feedback. So we chatted. She asked like what issues I was having, kind of like this. And after that, I asked if she would be my mentor, and she was so nice. Her name's Melinda Livesey. I need to get her on the podcast. But she mentored me in a way for like a few years when I was starting out, which basically just means I would email her whenever I had questions or we'd hop on a Zoom call. And it's so beneficial to have somebody like that, because whenever you get stuck, you have someone to go to who's been there and who has friends who've been there, and they have connections, and they can just help you, like show you their perspective of what it looks like to do what you want to do a few years down the road, however many years, 10 years down the road.
I love that.
So So I think how you find a mentor, I would say just ask. Like,
okay,
if you see somebody on Instagram who's doing something that you want to be doing, just DM them or email them and see if they offer mentorships. Usually people are super willing to help. The people I've asked, at least, I know not everyone is. And if they don't offer it, they probably know somebody who does. A lot of people we've had on the podcast offer mentorships. I bet if you go through everyone we've interviewed and look at what field they're in and think, oh, that'd be interesting, I wonder if they'd answer some questions for me, they probably would.
Okay. That's cool. It's
Okay.
funny because I'm used to just listening to you on the podcast, so I keep forgetting to like respond because I'm always just listening. So I'm sorry.
It's like you're listening to an episode. No, you're good. I just feel
Yeah,
like
I'm like,
I'm talking a lot.
this is
I'm
so
not
much
used to being the
information.
one interviewed.
Great. No, you're doing great. I feel bad. I should have started with some rapid fire questions or something.
Oh, we should have. We'll have to finish with those.
Yes, let's do it.
So, courses, I mean, there are so many different ways to learn graphic design. And the way I learned was college, but I don't think you need a degree. That just worked well for me and my personality. But thinking about what I did in my classes, I didn't need to be in college to be learning those things. Like
Yeah.
learning software, we just took in my graphic design course where I learned Adobe Illustrator. I think we learned Adobe Illustrator, Photoshop, and InDesign, the Creative Suite. We just took lynda.com courses. That was part of the class. We had to complete the
Oh.
lynda.com courses. So I think learning the software is a good step because when I did learn Adobe Illustrator, I feel like it just opened up all these possibilities and I felt like I had the option of creating what I had in my brain.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not all about the software. Like, if you look back to graphic designers in the 70s, 80s, they didn't have the software we have now, and they still
Yeah.
created amazing work. It's really just about the end product. So, in deciding, like, what I don't, another question you asked, sorry, it sounds like I'm just putting words into your mouth because
Oh
I'm
no,
going
you're
off the
fine.
question you asked me on my Instagram. I should probably like be clear which questions I'm answering. You had asked about which how to find like a field
Yeah,
to
like there's
stick
so
to,
many
right?
parts of graphic design. How do I find like what I'm the best at? I if that makes sense. Like what suits me the best?
So with that, I would say you get to choose which one you're best at because it's just whatever
Okay.
you spend your time on. I mean, some things may come a little more naturally than others, but like when I decided I wanted to design logos, I literally was just talking with my husband one night and he's like, "It seems like people make a lot of money who design logos." Like, that sounds fun. I'll try
Yeah.
that. And then I just started these mock client projects, posting them on Instagram. And then I started getting hired to design logos. I did a weekly logo challenge where I would design one a week and I would post it on Instagram. And so people would look at my Instagram and they're seeing all these logos and they knew that's what I was taking clients for. So I think it's hard. It's hard for me to this day to choose what to focus on because I'm interested in so many things and I have a hard time saying no to one thing and yes to another. But I just tell myself I'm just focusing on this right now and then I can do the next thing I want to focus on later. Like last year, my focus was on the podcast a lot. This year, I'm spending less time on the podcast, still doing the podcast, but just less time like marketing, and I'm spending the minimum amount of time on the podcast I can, and I'm focusing more on building my surface pattern library or catalog or portfolio. I never know what to call that to send to clients because that's what I want to do next. But I still have graphic design retainer clients where I'll do regular graphic design for because I gotta pay the bills. I don't necessarily love the work I'm doing for them, but I also need to make money. So, and if somebody asked me to do a branding project for them right now, I'd probably say yes. I'm more selective with the branding I do right now. I only do a couple a year, But I think the best way to learn is to say yes to things and just try everything.
Yeah, I love that. See, my problem is that, like, I would love to try to create logos or try to create, like, patterns or something. But I'm like, I don't have the education to back me up to say, like, oh, if I'm going to make a logo, I need to use this program and I need to make it, like, in this format so people can actually use it, if that makes sense. So I feel like that's how I would be most benefited by a mentorship, because I feel like I could design a logo, but I don't have the education to, like, pick the program and pick the, you know, different fonts and how I can make it, like, cohesive so they can use it if they want to use it on t-shirts or if they want to use it on their website, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So you feel like you don't have enough experience in, like, the technical, like, what you need to be delivering and what programs the best to. Yeah. So do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I do.
Let me go into this.
Okay. Yeah. Enlighten me, Lauren.
Okay. Mike, should we just do this right now?
So, I mean, it's totally up to you. I feel like that's like what I'm looking for in, like, a mentor, to, like, kind of just teach me the ins and outs of graphic design so I can be like, I can create a logo for you. I know exactly how to do that. Rather than I just draw it on a piece of paper, that's not super helpful to the client, you know?
Yeah, right. So the best program to design logos in is Adobe Illustrator.
Okay.
Because you can create vectors. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
So logos need to be really versatile. They need to be small enough to go on a business card, big enough to go on a billboard. They need to be really versatile to be able to go on a lot of different products, a lot of different places. So vectors are best for logos, which you create in Adobe Illustrator. As far as, like, what to send them, what files to send them, it's probably not as complicated as you think it is. Like,
I love that.
I just package up logos in, I'll send them a black version, a white version, a few in their brand colors, and I'll send them PNGs, so it's a transparent background. And then the only JPEGs I send are for, like, with a colored background that they can post on social media. And then I just say, if you need other colors or sizes, just email me. Which I'm hesitant to ever, like, I'm very selective with the clients that I offer, like, retainers or anything to work with me after we do their branding, because I don't know. It makes me nervous to be tied to people forever. That's just like, that's like my Enneagram 7 personality. I just like to be free. But yes. I haven't had issues with people, like, coming back, bugging me, asking me for all this stuff. If I say that, usually it's like once a year, once every 6 months, I'll have somebody be like, hey, could you send us our logo in this size or this color? And then I just send it to them. It's not a big deal. Okay. I feel like, have you ever used Skillshare or taken a course on Skillshare? I feel like you would really love a course on designing branding on there.
Okay.
So I just love how Skillshare, you don't have to commit to one class and you can just pay, like, the membership. And I'm looking up right now if there's, like, logo design or branding design courses. 990 results.
See, that's what, like, I've gone on Skillshare and I see so many classes. So I'm like, where do I start?
Yeah.
Is that why the membership is so good? Because you can just try a few and see.
Yes. I love the membership. Even if you just looked at YouTube whenever you had a question, like, how to design a logo.
Okay.
You could probably find some really awesome channels. And usually you'll find a channel and they'll have a lot more videos. And that's who you refer back to. I'm trying to remember what your original question even was.
I
Oh,
think it was
like,
just like how to know if someone asks me to do something design wise, how to know which program to use. If
yeah.
that makes sense. Like, I feel like that's where college courses or a mentorship would come in handy, right?
Because you just have so many little questions along the way about specific
Yeah.
things.
Yeah. What is
Yeah,
like
totally.
your favorite tool to use when you're designing?
So for me, I'm doing more like illustration patterns and stuff these days. So for that, I like to use Procreate. And then you don't have to do this, but I like to make my patterns in vector form so that I can change the scale easily. And I'm
Yeah.
just really comfortable in Adobe Illustrator. So that's where I like to spend most of my time. And Procreate. Procreate, I just love that I can sit on the couch and watch TV and draw.
Yeah.
So that's like where I do most of my sketching or on piece of paper. And
Yeah.
then I'll go into Illustrator and convert it into vector form. And
Okay.
then it has a tool, the pattern tool, where it makes it a repeatable pattern. For branding, I am in Illustrator like 100% of the time. The only thing I
Oh.
use Photoshop for is like if I need to cut something out of an image, or I use Photoshop like 10% of the time.
Okay.
Do you have a puppy?
Yeah, can you hear her whining at the door?
We have a puppy too.
I saw
Fun.
your cute video on Instagram.
How is puppy life?
Puppy life is wild, isn't it?
It's rough.
I'm like, what was I thinking? I have a toddler and a puppy. Why?
Exactly. Like,
It's so fun.
if without a 2-year-old, it wouldn't be that hard, but she's just constantly like throwing things on the ground that he can eat and bugging him, and it is wild. How old is
I
your
know.
puppy?
So I think she's about 6 months old now, and
Okay.
she's still fun. And my little girl, she's a year and a half
Oh.
too. So they're both just wild.
Oh
Like,
my
we
goodness.
love, but we love her. She's so sweet.
Oh, puppies are so sweet, but so hard.
Yes.
Okay,
Very,
sorry.
they're like another child.
They really are. And people said that, but I'm like, people just say that who don't actually have children. Like, nothing's harder than children. It's not harder, but it really is like having another
It just adds
child.
to it. Yep. So
Oh,
true.
it's so hard. Okay, sorry. Anyway,
Oh,
what
you're
was I
fine.
saying? Oh yeah, so I
I
use mostly Illustrator and Procreate.
love it. So it kind of sounds like it doesn't really matter what program you use, right? Like, is that kind of
Yeah.
the gist I'm
A
getting?
lot of people use Photoshop most of the time. A lot of people use who do patterns just use Procreate. Like, it really doesn't matter. It's just easier to use. Like, Illustrator is the easiest to design logos in. Procreate's easier to draw in. So, I mean, it matters as far as like what the programs were made for and what they're best at. But you can make it work with what you have. Logos just need to be, I mean, the correct size, and they need to have transparent backgrounds. So that's why I use Illustrator. You could use Photoshop too. It just gets tricky with sizing, and it can be pixelated if it's not in vector form. Can you? No, you can't use vectors in Photoshop. You can't make vectors in Photoshop. I think like learning the software is important, but you can do it as you go.
That makes sense. I think this is all super helpful, and I'm really interested in learning logos, but I'm like, I don't know all the fields of design, I guess. Like, you've had so many people on the podcast that I didn't even know that type of design existed, you know?
Yeah, I
I feel
know.
like,
There's so many options.
yeah, I know I'm interested in design, and one of the only like fields I know is logos. So that's kind of why I was going back to that. But
Yeah.
I think that's where I would benefit from a mentorship the most, so I can like learn, oh, you've done this type of design? Like, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I'm not like expecting you to teach me how to create a logo. Like, I totally get that. But I am
I
like,
can.
will
Yes.
But I mean, like, here today, like, I don't expect you to have to teach me how to design, but mainly I'm just like to pick your brain on like, so like one of my New Year's resolutions is to learn how to design. Like, I know I've been interested in graphic design for years and years, but I keep putting it off. So this is the year I'm gonna learn how to graphic design. So what I want, kind of what I wanted to talk to you about is like, where should I start? If that makes sense. Like, I'm fresh, like so new to this. But I know I want to learn design this year. So I was tossing like the ideas of, should I take courses? Should I sign up for Skillshare? Or should I like look for a mentorship, which is what I'm kind of leaning towards, because I love the one-on-one interaction and the being able to ask questions. But I didn't realize so many people offered mentorships, so that's awesome to know. But I guess like, if I was interested in a mentorship and I said, hey, Lauren, will you mentor me? Like, what would be that process, if that makes sense?
So if I were to mentor you, I would probably set up like monthly calls, and that's where you could ask questions. You could be like keeping track of questions you had throughout the month, things that came up. Or you could like obviously email me if it's like pressing and you need an answer right then throughout the month. But we would set goals, 'cause I think that's a big reason to have a mentor is accountability. So we would talk through goals. We would just see where you're at. And I don't know, we'd have to talk more like specifically what would work best for you at the time, you know? Because that's another thing that's nice about mentorships is it's so customizable and it's so personal. But I think that we would just kind of make it up as we go along and see how I could best help you. And I feel like I'm like giving a sales pitch.
I'm already sold, Lauren.
But yeah, I think just coming and having somebody to talk to every month and knowing that you have that call monthly, that you're going to be talking to somebody, it gives you something to work towards and also gives you a reason to not like give up when you get frustrated.
Okay. Yeah, I think that that would be great. I like that idea. I think that a mentorship can kind of be done alongside of taking courses, you know? Like, I feel like they can totally go hand in hand. And then you have the one-on-one, but you also like aren't relying solely on your mentor to teach you how to do things.
And that's really like what design school is essentially, is you're doing the coursework and you're doing the work, you're taking the classes, and then you have the time with your teacher or office hours, class time to have like that mentoring relationship. So
And I'm not against like going back to school, but you know, life as a mom, I'm trying to look for like a manageable way to like stop pushing off my goals, but also still take care of my family. So I feel like that this would be a great thing for me in this stage of life, if that makes
I think so
sense.
too. I think if I was you, that's what I would do, is either do Skillshare or just YouTube. Probably do like some sort of challenge where, like, you could even, I've done this before, where you just make a list of things that sound fun to design. Mm-hmm. And you just go down that list and do like one a week.
Okay.
And then some sort of mentorship, either with me or someone else.
Yes. That is so helpful.
And also, getting clients is like the best way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're posting on Instagram these challenges or whatever you decide to do as you're practicing, you'll probably have people reaching out. And just making sure our episode that came out it's coming out tomorrow.
Oh.
I can't remember what day of the week it was. With Elizabeth Silver, she talks about just making sure everyone you know knows what you do.
Oh.
Which can be like uncomfortable sometimes, but it doesn't have to be. Like,
yeah.
Because people ask, like, what do you do? And then you say, I'm a graphic designer. And then you talk about it, and then they know. Mm-hmm. They may not come to you, but they may refer a friend, or they may come to you in a year or two. So much of my work has been referrals from family members, friends of family members, and it just builds from there. And where you don't know what field to focus on right now, I think every designer goes through the phase where you're just doing it all and saying yes to everything that people ask you to design within reason, and making sure you're compensated fairly.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I think I've been trying to remember the first thing I ever designed, which I know you've designed things for people before, but I think the first thing I designed for someone else was my friend's wedding invitation. And then I did logo for someone. And then I did, and these are all like my inner circle, like close friends and family. And then my father-in-law needed his website redesigned. He's a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had all those things to put in my portfolio. And you just, like, it feels like you aren't qualified when you've only done a few things. But I think there's a client for every designer at whatever stage they're at.
Okay.
Just charge less when you're first starting out, and then you progressively start charging more as you learn more and your skills become more valuable to people.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love this. This is so helpful. Thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome. Hopefully it was helpful. I feel like I did a lot of rambling.
That's what I need. I need you to just spit it all out.
Okay.
All the information.
You got it. Okay. Is there anything else we didn't cover from your questions?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I have a million questions, but I think this is a great start and gives me like the motivation to keep going, and like it kind of gives me the direction I want to take, which is what I wanted to take out of this phone call.
Yay!
Just that this first step is what I need to take, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Just go for it.
Yes. I'm
you can do it.
Inspired and uplifted.
And encouraged to go for it.
Yes.
That's our goal. I remember in college, we read an article about how nobody is naturally talented at anything. People just choose what they want to stick to, and then they just practice until they become good at something. Mm-hmm. Which I do feel like things do come naturally and we all have our talents. But I always remember that when I start feeling like I'm not good at that. I'm not a person who's good at that. Because it's really like a choice. Like, you can choose to be good at that because that's what you spend your time on.
Yeah. And I get it could come naturally, but if you're not like throwing your yourself into it, you might lose it too, you know?
Yeah,
so I feel like
totally.
I used to be so much better at drawing and like hand lettering, but I've like kind of lost it because it's been a few years since I've really tried, you know? So
It's
I
all about
totally get that
practice.
too. Even if it comes natural, the practice is probably the most important part of it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's so true.
Yeah, so this
Okay.
is helpful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Should we do some questions, some rapid fire? Actually,
Let's
in our
do it.
last interview, I changed it to this or that.
Oh, let's try it.
Because rapid fire is just so not what it is.
I know, you
It's
like
just
spit
so
out the
not
answer
epic.
fast, but then you have to talk about it.
And I'm like, wait, why? Why didn't you say that?
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
So fun.
This or that questions, Shaylee. Number one, sweet or salty?
I have to say salty. What do you pick?
I love both, but I love salty.
I love sweet and salty mixed.
Oh, yeah. Like salted caramel chocolates.
Yeah, yep. Or like kettle corn popcorn, but with salt on it.
Oh, I've never tried that.
It's delicious. Go for
I
it,
feel
woman.
Like I gotta try it.
Yes.
I feel like during the day I like saltier things, but in the evening I'm going for the sweet stuff.
Yeah. I feel
I like
like I'm
save up my chocolate.
Yes. I like my food salty, but my drinks very, very sweet.
Yeah.
But who drinks
Okay.
salty drinks anyway?
Yeah. I can't eat. Are there salty drinks?
I hope not. Oh, gosh.
Funny. Okay. Beach or mountains?
Oh, my heck. That's so hard. I pick beach because I don't live by a beach and I don't see a beach every day. But I do
Yeah.
love being in the mountains. So that's a
I
hard
know.
one.
I love both too.
Yeah,
I think
I
I'd
love
pick beach
both
in
on
the
different
end.
days. Yeah.
I want
I
both.
could go for a nice cabin in the mountains, though. That is dreamy.
So fun.
Sorry, I'm bad at
With a
this.
lake.
I'm saying both.
No, that's okay. I like to chat about it.
Yeah, same.
Movies or shows?
Shows for sure. What about you?
Yeah, I like a show during the week and a movie on the weekends.
I can see that.
Except I just end up watching a lot of episodes, so it like is as long as a movie anyway.
Same. Yes.
I love
I
to
just
binge shows.
Yes, me too. I like to rewatch shows too. I get like hooked and then I just sit and rewatch them.
Like what shows are you watching?
So me and my husband are rewatching Friday Night Lights. Have you seen that?
I haven't been able to get into it.
Oh, I get that. It's a
I've
different.
seen episodes here and there.
Yeah, it's different for sure. Like the point of view is kind of different, but it's fun.
I feel like I watched it last week, actually.
Really? Give it a chance. You might like it if you watch like the
Maybe
first
I gotta keep trying.
Five episodes.
Do you think it's one of those you have to watch like when it was on and then it's nostalgic to go back?
Maybe that's it. I think it's just one where it's kind of slow moving at first, but then it gets, I don't know. But that makes
Okay,
sense.
maybe
It
I need
is
to just keep going.
But I love that. I love like Gilmore Girls. Friends is my
I
all-time
always
favorite.
have Gilmore Girls on.
It's so good.
Gilmore Girls is just like my default.
Yes, I know. I just love how cute they are and their just banter back and forth.
They're
I
so
love it.
funny. And it gets funnier and funnier.
Yes.
As you rewatch it.
Yeah, that's why I like to rewatch stuff. I get
and I just want to be Lorelai Gilmore. That's the mom
Same.
I want to be.
Same. Oh my gosh. I know. It's so true. She's fun.
I love her.
Okay,
last one. Are you an early riser or a night owl? Early bird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Early bird or night owl?
I'm absolutely a night owl. And my husband's the
Really?
Opposite. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know, it's rough. What are
He
you?
doesn't like to stay up late?
No, he cannot. He can't function late.
So I am naturally a night owl. I always have been. But for my health as I get older, I've been forcing myself to be a morning person.
Yeah,
I feel see that I too. Feel the best when I get up and get moving and start the day, wake up before my kids. But I love staying up late.
Yes, I know. I need to get more in the habit of waking up before my kids. I feel like that when I do that, it starts my day off way better.
The day just goes better to get on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so fun to stay up late. We usually stay up late on the weekends. And then we do Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh.
And sleep in while my kids watch TV.
Yeah, that's the best. My husband and I switch off days of sleeping in. Like, I'll pick, because we both have Friday and Saturday off. So I'm like, Friday's your day, Saturday's my day to sleep in.
That's a great idea. You have Friday and Saturdays off? That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he works Monday through Thursday, so he does like 4 10-hour shifts. So he always has Fridays off. So that's how we compromise.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We used to do when we had a 3-hour church, we would say whoever took the baby, because we'd switch off the first and second hours, and then whoever took the baby the 3rd hour got to take a nap after church.
Oh, yeah. It's all about compromise.
It really is.
The sleep compromises.
Keeping score of who sleeps the most.
I know. Never ending battle. It really is.
It really is. All right. Thanks for chatting, Shaylee.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been so fun.
So fun.